Welcome, Valerie, to People of Distinction with Al Cole. It's a pleasure to have you on today. How are you, Valerie?
I'm very well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's talk it up here. The news from Arkansas, sense of humor required. I'm thinking that maybe you're from Arkansas originally. You were brought up with a family that had a great sense of humor. You saw it all around the place in your community. The South has always been known for that special brand of humor and, you know, that drawl and all of that stuff. And yeah, we want to find out how that fits into and what it really imports in terms of sense of humor across the board, no matter what. Tell us about that, Valerie.
Well, after your intro, I think you're going to like the cover of my book. Mm-hmm. It's me drinking like about a 42-ounce margarita.
All right.
Have one of those every year on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And we moved here in 2018. In 2017, my David was in bed and he said, "Honey, I was in Southern California, never going to leave Southern California. That was my home, my four kids, six grandkids, my mom who was almost 90, my sisters and brothers. We were all within an hour and a half of each other. David kept saying, for retirement purposes, we need to move away from here. And my answer was always the same, no, no, and more no. So we got invited by Eric Estrada on an infomercial to come to Bella Vista, Arkansas for a free weekend. So we decided, what the heck, and we came. I fell in love with the place. And I said, David, I've always wanted to live in a place just like this. He said, should I call a real estate agent? And as much to his surprise as mine, I said yes. We called a real estate agent, picked out a home, and went home to tell my family that we were moving. And that went something like this. I had one cornea put in a year before then, and I said, we have some announcements. So everybody was sitting on the steps, and I said, I'm going to get my new cornea. Oh, they said, that's so exciting. And they started getting up. And I went, no, 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 there's more. There's more. David and I have decided to get married. I want to introduce you to my fiance. Oh, they're all excited. They jump up. They're going to, oh, no, no, no. I said, there's more. There's more. I said, we're going to sell both of our homes and buy one together. Oh, that's great, Mom. Where? Arkansas. Hmm. Well, you could have heard a pin drop then.
Yeah.
And the girls all started to cry. The boys looked like they wanted to, but main thing they said was, Mom, we want you to be happy. So it took us a year after buying the house to actually get to Arkansas. And during that time, we were enduring the comments from our family and friends, and you are moving where, and the looks that went with it. Then one year, I kept sending out emails to everyone telling them about the culture shock of moving from Southern California to a village in Arkansas. Everything was so strange, so different. I found it all amusing because that's just me. And I sent emails home to friends and family, and the title was always The News from Arkansas. Well, I was sending it to my friends and family, and then David wanted me to send it to him. And he was a dance instructor, and the folks that used to come to the dances, they wanted to be in the news, and so I would send it to them. We were in California one time, and a girl came up to me, and she said kind of huffily, Valerie, I knew David way before you did, and I don't get the news. How come? And I said, Joan, if you want the news, I'll put you on the list. It's no problem. Anybody that wants it can get it. She says, well, everybody says it's so funny, and it's like reading a serial in a magazine, so please, please put me on the list. Then we moved here in October of 2008, and just before Thanksgiving that year, we found out that David had bladder cancer.
Oh.
So we had to postpone our trip for Thanksgiving for a little bit, but even with that, I found some humor. How we found out that he had it is he called me into the bathroom, and he said, honey, look at this. The bathroom, the toilet was just full of blood. Mm. And he says, what do you think that's caused by? And I said, well, we're taking you to the VA right now. And he says, no, no, no. And I said, how long has this been going on? And he says, well, this is the second time. I said, we're going to the VA. And he says, well, I just thought it was because I ate too much salsa last night. And I said, yes, every Mexican in Mexico pees red. No, get in the car. And then later, as things were going on, And we had to decide on what kind of a surgery. David says, well, after I have this surgery of having my bladder and my prostate removed, when can Valerie and I have sex? And the doctor looked at him and said, your sex life is over. He turns around and he looks at me and he says, did you know that? And I says, well, yes, I did. So on the way home, he says to me, you really knew that? And I said, yes, honestly, honey, I didn't think a man got to be 68 years old without knowing once the prostate left the building that your sex life was over.
Mm.
So those were some funny things that happened along the way anyway. And then after he was gone, my sister moved in with me here, and we took to the road very unprepared in a 32-foot motorhome. And we had some wild rides, some great adventures. There's a picture on the back of the book that I'm very fond of. My face is a wreck. We on almost to Oklahoma City, and people were waving and yelling at us. So we pulled over, and I got out and looked, and one of the bars holding the car to the back of the motorhome had fallen off. So I stepped over one and tripped over the other one and fell flat on my face on Highway 40.
Oh, boy.
I needed 3 stitches in my lip, and I needed stitches in my knees. And I mean, I was a mess. So my face is all swollen. I have all this done. And I'm sending news from the road all the time. So I sent the news out the next day and telling them what had happened and sending a picture of this face of mine. And after, later on in my life, then I met my friend Bob, and we were dating. And I went to California, and he called me. And he says, honey, I don't even have a picture of you. And I said, oh, well, I'll send you one. So I texted him that one. He said, I don't ever want to see that awful picture again.
Mm.
That's the reaction I get, and I just love it. But, you know, she and I went around the country, and we visited people, and we just had a great time. And on and off the road, things. I'm one of those people that things just seem to happen to.
Mm-hmm.
I had an...
But how did it work out after that? After that funny comment, were you able to, and actually I'm asking a generic question, not really asking so much about your life, but something that would pertain to my listeners right now, that a sense of humor can get you through for years and years and years and years of some sort of tragedy. Can it actually do that if your husband has bladder cancer and you see him start to fade away a little bit more and more and more? Is it episodic with the humor? Every once in a while, some humor. Or is humor a necessary factor to get through it over the years, Valerie?
Well, while this was going on, and it didn't take long, November 2008 is when we found out, and he was gone in... June of 2010. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't long, but whenever I would write about what was going on here, I would always try to end my emails with, you know, something a little light.
Sure.
You know, for my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And he was absolutely a wonderful patient. And we found a caregiver named Carol, who was an absolute angel. And when she came to be with him the first time, and David was 6'3", so they sent this tall girl. And she looked at him, and she said to him, now, you're not going to try and get out of that bed unless you call me, are you? And he just gave her a look, and she said, don't make me jump in that bed and throw my leg over you.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good laugh over that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we didn't let it get us down.
Yeah.
We just kept saying, we're going to make it through this. And we kept that idea in our mind until the very end, when we figured out that that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But he was taking, you know, his medication and his treatments, and we just kept telling everybody, we're going to beat this. And we didn't, but I made it through. And then my sister came to live with me, and she helped me get through the first year. And We did our travels, and then other things. One of the ladies here in the village writes for the newspaper, and she did an interview with me about the book, and her caption was, things just happened along the way for local author. And then, like, my grandchildren came to spend a couple of weeks with me one summer, and the three of us got locked in the overnight zoo. Everybody'd gone home, and we were still there locked in. And we got out of that. And I, when that happened, I said to my grandchildren, well, if you don't read the emails that I send to your parents, this is what traveling with grandma is all about. Uh-huh. This kind of thing just happens to grandma. We had stopped to watch a doe give birth. And I was seeing all the animals pass in front of us. And I thought, it must be getting late. They're headed for the barn. And I looked at my watch and I said, we got to get going, girls. And they're going, no, no, no. And I said, yeah, we don't want to get locked in here. Well, it was too late for that. We were already there. Mm-hmm. And just different things like that. And it's hard to say exactly what happened because, you know, I don't tell jokes. These yeah. are just journeys, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was weird that we got here in the first place. We couldn't sell the house for a year, finally got his house sold. And then we were so excited. We moved here. And it's just, I really feel like this is where God wants me besides that. You know, I mean, everybody mm-hmm. kept saying to me, Valerie, when are you coming home? And I said, this is my home. The people in Northwest Arkansas, they're warm, they're friendly. It's a completely different life than what I had in California. I go to Southern California three different times during the year, and I stay for a month in my motorhome. And then I come back home here. And this is just a wonderful place to land.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to land on Amazon right now to order your book. Valerie Katz, our special guest on People of Distinction with Al Cole, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. You can order that at Amazon.com. And you can run to a website, learn more, and order the book there too, thenewsfromarkansas.com.
I belong to an organization called Altrusa, and we do good things around our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us one time, what is it that is your... I don't know. Anyway, well, the answer was, I choose to be happy.
Yeah.
I've been through some terrible things. I've lost a son. I've lost a husband. But I choose to be happy. I choose to see the bright side of the things that happened to me. And I feel like this is the best life I could have ever imagined for myself right now. It wouldn't have been possible without David. And like I say, he passed away just short of our 3-year anniversary. And I thank God for that and the time that we had together. And I just choose to be happy. And I want the people around me to be happy too. And one of the ladies who read my book said, Valerie, I read your book and I feel like we're best friends now.
Mm.
Of course, another one said, I don't ever want to drive with you in a motorhome.
I see. Yeah, got that in there, too.
Yeah, so when David passed away, the way I told my readers was, I guess God was ready for his dance lesson today.
Whoa, what a great line. Isn't that a wonderful line? Great line to end the show on as well.